Log Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am your radio host this morning. God bless you for joining Command the Morning of Follow Me as I Follow Christ Outreach Ministry. We are here to pray for you, to pray with you, to bless you according to the Word of God, making intercession for you. So why not join us on today? We want to pray for you. Those who have friends and you feel like that they need to tune in, by all means, please give them the number to dial, which is 213-943-3799. We are here trying to intercede as the Lord has given us scripture about commanding your morning, which is found in Job, the 38th chapter and the 12th verse, which states, "Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place?" So we have the power and authority to be able to command what our day is supposed to look like, what our day is supposed to be like, the expectations that you want to set for your day. I suggest you begin to decree and declare everything that you want to see manifested in your lives. Don't be shy. We have the Holy Ghost boldness. He said, come boldly before the throne of grace. And so we have to allow Holy Spirit to rise up in us. May our flesh die out, but may the Holy Spirit be our mouthpiece, be our ears to hear in the Spirit, and our eyes to see in the Spirit, and the things that we need to expect in this fifth prayer watch hour. Go ahead on and be bold with that thing, but call us if you need prayer on this morning. Follow Me as I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries. Global prayer warriors are ready and on the wall to pray for you and to pray with you. Once again, if you want to have someone to tune in, even to the Blog Talk Radio station, all they need to do is log in to blogtalkradio.com. And then you will see the link or the icon, the tab that says Follow Me as I Follow Christ. And so this is where you'll be able to listen to us live as well. The prayers will be archived. They will be sitting up there for you to go back. To go back and listen, to go back and hear the prayers. What does it say? The fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we just bless God for you on this morning, and we pray that every shackle is broken out of your life. Every bondage must be made free, because we are free indeed if we are in Christ Jesus. And let us begin to pray. I am going to give callers time to call in. Once again, we are at 213-943-3799. Lifting up prayers, decreeing and declaring for you. say we had taken a short break, but why not some Tasha Cobbs for you this morning? Break every chain.
Other wireless carriers make families share data, not T-Mobile.
Amen, amen. Don't you hear those chains falling this morning? Don't you hear the shackles are being broken off of your lives today? And you have to believe this thing, and you will receive it. I want to just begin to pray a general prayer for everyone, everyone that's tuned in, everyone that's listening. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, you said where there's two or three connecting in prayer, having the faith as one. You're in the midst of us. So, Lord God, if all of the global prayer warriors are on the wall right now, we're with one mind and with one accord in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Holy Spirit, we ask you to reveal to us any unconfessed sins we have in our hearts at any time, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to you with praise. We come to you with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility. We come to you in fear. We come to you in trembling and seeking all truth, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to you in gratitude and love through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we just love you on today. We adore you. You are worthy of every worship, every praise, every thanks that we can lend as our sacrifice on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless those, Lord God, who did sacrifice to be in prayer this morning from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North to the South. Lord God, we bless them on today, and we do bind up every spirit, every unrighteous, unclean spirit in their lives, that they may walk in liberty, that they may walk in love, that they may walk in truth, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, moving by your Spirit, having thine own way. God, we just love you today. God, we just adore you on today, and we bless and magnify you on today. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, we bless you, we love you, and then we decree and we declare that these things be so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints of God, I'm just loving being able to be with you on this morning, and for how God is blessing on this morning, and how he's having his own way with us on this morning. And so we are wanting the prayer request. We are wanting you to call in. We even have a Facebook page, Why Not Tune In? Or why not go to our Facebook page and give us your prayer request? We are under FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Again, that's FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. And you can submit a private prayer request if necessary. But if you want to call in, don't mind being live, by all means, call in and allow us to intercede on behalf of you. This is what we're called to do. That is to serve. That is to love. That is to pray. That is to worship. All of these things are reasonable service unto God. And so we want to do it for you and with you. And so we're going to continue to give out our number so that you can give it out to friends or those who are trying to tune in via internet, and you need the number. It is 213-943-3799. And so we just want to make sure that we have proper means and giving you segues to connect with us live on today. The enemy will try anything, saints of God, anything to keep us from praying, especially praying for one another. He will cause jealousy to come in. He will cause envy to come in. He will cause spite to come in. You know, there's so many different ways, unclean spirits that the enemy would try to bring against the body of Christ. But we're here to say that we love you in spite of. We will pray for you nonetheless. The enemy will not stop us. He will even call us with this. We have people calling in from the West Coast. You all know the West Coast is 2 hours behind us. So where it might be 7:20 right now, it is 5:20 in the morning on the West Coast. And those individuals are still ready and waiting to pray for you and hear your request. This isn't about, I don't want my business out, or I don't know these people. Listen, the spirit ought to be able to identify with spirit. And if you feel or hear anointing when listening to this broadcast, then you should be able to know and identify that we are true, we are real. We don't have any impediments with the body of Christ. We don't have any isms and schisms. Oh, you may be AME, or another one might be Catholic, or another one might be Lutheran. Listen, we're here to pray. We don't even need to know if you have a denomination. We are non-denominational. And so you mentioning that is so unnecessary. All we need to do is hear from you. All we need to know is that you have a prayer request and we're willing to pray for you. So call your friends, call your relatives, let them know, hey, every Saturday morning, follow me as I follow Christ. Outreach Ministries is ready and waiting to pray for you and with you. And we are willing to intercede on behalf of you. I'm sorry, we have technological glitches that start going forth. This is our first time this morning working all the equipment, but we bless God for the multitasking spirit. We anoint God for that. Pray for me as I'm praying for you. But again, we want to pray with you and for you, and don't let us being live even become a spirit that will stop you from calling in, because it's not about being alive and you feel like that, oh, I don't want anybody to hear my business. Listen, you don't have to state your name. That's the beautiful thing about it. You do not have to state your name. You could just merely call in, and we are ready and waiting once again to pray for you. And that number again is 213-943-3799. We're going to take a pause right here once again for a commercial break. But I'm here, we're here from the East Coast to the West Coast to pray for you. I can't say
no strength to cry, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
Here today, for you, for all of those things that come to try to take away your joy, to take away your peace, to take away your study time in God. And so I want to pray for those. I know at least three people in the past 30 to 60 days who have lost loved ones. But I'm going to pray for all of you all out there who are grieving over the loss of a loved one, over the loss of a relative, or a loss of both. I'm praying for you right now. Father, all those who I won't mention their name, but God, just seem to be overcome or overwhelmed in grief and pain and don't understand why their life is filled with this heartache, because that particular person or persons are no longer physically here with them on earth. God, may they turn their eyes to you and seek to find the strength to trust in your faithfulness, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You, Lord, are the God of comfort and love. And I ask you to help them to be patient in waiting on you in their time of despair, and that you will remove that despair and turn it into joy and strength, Lord God. But may they wait quietly. May they be still, that you might show up in their lives in a mighty way, oh God, and transform the sorrow into joy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Their heart may feel crushed, but Lord God, I know that you are not a God of abandonment, but you are omnipresent help, oh God, in the time of trouble. Show them that compassion. Show them that comfort, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Help them that their pain will turn into hope again and believe your promises of the word, and that a fresh wind will come upon them even now as they are listening in prayer, oh God, as they are holding on, God, to the promises of you. May they feel your love and that it will never fail them. But Lord God, let your presence, your glory, your hope be ever present in their lives, where the absentee members that they miss, Lord God, will show up in the manifestation of your glory of help, oh God. Heal the brokenhearted, oh God, in the name of Jesus, over the loss of their loved ones, over the loss of their friends, over the loss of their relatives, Lord God. And I ask you right now to release your promises upon them, that, Lord God, that your word is true and that they will know you to be that comfort right now. They will know you to be that help right now, that they will know you to be that strength right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and that the enemy cannot trip them up. The enemy cannot make them do anything that you wouldn't allow for them to do, or you have not predestined in their lives. But may they follow the path of righteousness and be, Lord God, hopeful of everything that your word brings. May it bring the fulfillment. May it bring the compassion. May it bring the hope, the joy in their lives, even now, God. And I command upon their day peace. I command upon their day right now love. I command upon their day right now order. May chaos die out and cease, and order and peace abide. Father, we bind up every spirit of backlash. We bind up every spirit of retaliation, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just bless you. We love you, and we magnify your great and awesome name. And I decree and declare each and every last one of these things to be so. Hallelujah. I just love you, saints of God. I appreciate everybody who's listening on today, those who have tuned in live. We bless you for that thing. Oh, God, we bless those who got up out of that bed this morning. And we bless God. I mean, we bless those, Lord God, who sacrificed that thing called sleep. We know it's a little early. Sometimes it's a funny thing. Just sometimes, I'm not throwing off, but people will say, ooh, that's a little early. But you know, the fifth prayer watch is from 6 to 9 a.m., according to the Word of God. And we're here to overthrow any plans of the enemy that he tried to devise, that he tried to partake in the wee hours of the night when we were sleeping or when we were slumbering, or maybe some of us were in our folly. But see, we want to overthrow the plans of the enemy and intercede by commanding our day. That's what this is about, commanding your day, changing everything that the enemy thought he would bring. You ever woke up to an attack? You have not barely had a chance to even get up out of the bed good. Phone has rang, or chaos in the house. Oh, yes, it's real. It's real. It's real. And so we want to make sure that we are sacrificing a little bit of that sleep. I know it's early. Oh, but God, it's never too early to seek his face. It's never too early to get your help, your strength. And so if you can't wake up, send us your prayer request. Once again, via Facebook. You can put it in a private message. One of us will read it. We don't have to know your name, but we will pray for you. I've received, pardon me, I've received a prayer request this morning to pray for world leaders. Amen. That is biblical. We are to pray for our world leaders. They have rule over us, so to speak, in the land with the laws, I mean, with the things that we must abide by here on earth. But we have to pray for them, that their footsteps are ordered of the Lord, and that they are able to make those godly decisions on behalf of this world. And so, Father God, I come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father God, I do lift up the world leaders. I do pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will have thine own way and move by your spirit. Even now, oh God, I believe that the skillful and godly wisdom will be entered into the hearts of our world leaders, and that your will, Heavenly Father, that they may have hearts and ears to tune in and be attentive to your godly counsel in the name of Jesus. Father God, make the women and the men be and have integrity in the decisions that they make for us, that they may lead a quiet and a peaceful life in all godliness and honesty in the name of Jesus. I pray that any wicked world leaders, Lord God, that are devising things behind the scenes, Lord God, we dismantle those assignments even in the mighty name of Jesus all the way down to the root. And Lord God, you're our refuge and stronghold in the times of trouble. So we decree and declare with our mouths that your people dwell safely in this land and we prosper abundantly, oh God. We are more than conquerors, hallelujah, through Christ Jesus. And we give thanks unto you, oh God, and that the good news of the gospel is manifested, is seen, is lived out in the land, oh God. May your word prevail. May the people begin to have a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, a palate for you, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit even now. God, as we are even in a transitional state of elections forthcoming, may the government be the government that you have mandated. May those appointed rise up right now and be bold. May the funds come forth that they may begin to campaign and run according to what's necessary to have everything in place. Even put favor before those godly people that you have appointed, God, so that doors just open easily, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we bless those that are already our leaders. But God, we pray for those who are on the way. We pray for those, Lord God, who are running. We pray for those, Lord God, who are campaigning and seeking and needing to hear from you. Give them a word. Give them instruction. Give them guidance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just bless you. We magnify you. We love you today for the prayers being answered for our world leaders and world leaders to come. In Jesus' mighty name, I decree these things so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I'm just loving this time of fellowship, of being with God right now. It is early morning and the sun is rising and it's beautiful outside. And yes, we're commanding our day. We're commanding our elements. We're commanding our families. We're commanding our loved ones. We're commanding our government. Some people are getting ready for work. Whatever it is that you're getting ready for, I'm enjoying interceding on your behalf that you're able to have a better day because you're able to connect with someone who's ready to connect with you. Keep those prayer requests coming. Like I say, you do not have to say your name. You do not have to reveal yourself. That's not necessary. But if you have a prayer request, why not submit it today? You could call in 213-943-3799. We're ready and waiting for you. We want to help. We want to be in the will of God. So whatever it is, call in, tune in on blogtalkradio.com and just listen live. We'd love to have you. We are under FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Commanding your morning here every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. We have those in-between commercial moments, and there's that early cutoff time, you know, when they tell you you have to dismiss your show. But we're pretty much here for 50 minutes interceding for you. We love you all. And this is what we want to do. So it's not a burden for us. Hallelujah. It is not a burden. It is a joy. So whatever it is that you're looking for, if you have someone who is sick in their bodies, we even want to pray for you, for that, for them, whoever it is, whatever it is. We're here. The Word of God tells us that fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. So even in that, I believe that I'm righteous. Nobody have to tell me. Nobody have to confirm that for me. I know in my heart that I try to live an upright life before God, whether you see me in public or whether I'm at home in the private. My life is the same. Nothing changes, nothing wavering, no sneaking to do this or that, because the eyes of the Lord are upon the earth, and he sees those things that man cannot. See, he's ever present. So there's no hiding. Hallelujah. But we are approaching that time, and I want to continue to intercede and pray for you all. And I recognize by faith that God is worthy of all the honor, the praise, and worship as the creator and sustainer. And the end of all things. I recognize by faith that God loves us. And he chose me in Christ before time even began. That's over in Ephesians, the first chapter. We have been predestined for our own individual sacred lives. And so things were done and appointed before we got here. So I recognize in faith that God has proven his love to me in sending his son to die on the cross, whereby every provision has already been made for our past, present, and future needs through his representative called Christ. I also recognize that over the past, personally, I'll say over the past month, meaning a few weeks in December, a few weeks this year, that my sleepless nights that I've had, I mean literal sleepless nights, no sleep, being awake for days, but yet energized, but yet sustained because God was undergirding me, that God had spoken and said, the heavens are open. So right now, thanks to God, we are abiding under such a glorious state, hallelujah, of the heavens being open, where we can ask God what we will. Ask God for the needs. Ask God for the salvation of loved ones. Ask God to heal the sick, mend the brokenhearted. He hears you. He hears us. So recognize by faith that since we have received Christ as our Lord and Savior, believe that God's word, that he has received us and adopted us into his family, whereby he has assumed every responsibility for us. Our body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, redeemed and cleansed. Saints of God, decree and declare you're healed and delivered. You're set free and sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. Believe in what you want. Then speak. speak it, decree it, declare it. Wait a minute. Then look for it. Don't speak what you don't expect. Because if you're speaking it with belief, with that faith of a mustard seed, for those who don't have a whole lot of faith, the gentleman in the Bible that said, I believe, Lord God, but it's my unbelief. It's those times that it seems like it's just a big thing, because I've tried and I tried and I prayed and I prayed, and he said that his son, those spirits that was causing him to throw himself against the ground, and he would have these epileptic type episodes. You know the story. So he went to Jesus. And he said, please pray. Please heal my son. Please lay your hands. Please may your healing power deliver him. So may we speak with belief. May the glory of God abide. May he be a present help in the time of trouble. Seek, he said, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. I love you on today. I thank you for joining FMFC Global Prayer Warriors' very first Blog Talk Radio prayer intercession of commanding your morning. Our time has come to an end to be live. Please join us on Tuesday nights for Prayer Over Prophecy. 712, I've almost forgotten the number there. The prayer line number 712, oh God, help me today. Actually, I could put that on the Facebook page. Go there and you can join us on Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we are praying. That's what it is, 712-532-0111. Access code 532-190, hashtag. And we are praying for you. We love you, saints of God. God bless you, saints of God. And until next time, walk in your preordainment.
Nehemiah 8. Bless the Lord, the great God, and all the people answer, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their head and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken.
Hello.